11.
Right, so you'll excuse me. I hope you get through. A little bit of a sore voice, just as we've got shir tonight and tomorrow morning. Yeah. 3 on Shabbos and 2 on Monday and on Sunday. So Nit Hashem will get through. Nachum, no screaming, please. I hope this Monday night vibe will be okay. Just a bit hoarse at the moment. Okay. Nit Hashem. So we're in the middle of Tosfos. Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis. First point that we saw in Tosfos. Tosfos says the halacha seems to be like the Talmidim of Rav, of Sheshes. How can we overrule Rav? Normally the halacha is you pass the Rav, but the Talmidim themselves seem to have overruled their father, their Rebbe. So it must have been that they heard from their Rebbe that he was Chayza. That's halacha number one. So halacha lamaisa is, Tosfos seems to be paskin that it does not patter. What does not patter? Again, we're dealing with yain. Shebetoich ha-seuda will not exempt yain after the seuda. That was the first point. Second point is, Tosfos says it's all irrelevant nowadays anyway, because we don't have this whole concept of la'achar hamozah. Third point, Tosfos says it would appear to be that wine before the meal would exempt wine during the meal. This is the case that's not spoken about in the Gemara. Even the wine during the meal, there is a machlokes whether it exempts wine after the meal, but wine before the meal would definitely exempt wine during the meal. Why? So the way Tosfos puts it was, because the order is different to the Gemara. Rather than lishrois and lishtois, it's lishtois and lishrois. The way we explain them, we'll see Tosfos explains this later on, that the more choshev can always be moitzi, the less choshev, can always patter the less choshev. Not because ikar and tefil. Here we're talking about two different cups of wine. One is there for drinking purposes, and one is there is for soaking, digestion purposes. So that is a less choshev bracha. Therefore, if you make a hagofen as a shtia lishtois, then that will certainly include lishrois. But lishrois, which is as it were a lesser obligation, whether or not that exempts lishtois, that's machlokes in the Gemara. It happens to be that we paskin that it does not exempt, but the other way around will exempt. The last point that we saw last time was, in fact, let's go from there again.
Okay, just turn on heat.
Yeah, it's blowing hot. So let's go again. This is the last point we saw. Uma denokat. Have you got it? The first word on the line is poita. In fact, there's two lines in a row where the first line is poita. At least in mine. In yours, it's different.
The im? I think that's where we start, actually.
Yeah, so go three lines before that.
Okay.
Uma denokat shabosis v'yomtiv lav dafka. When the Gemara mentioned Shabbos v'yomtiv, as we said, that's lav dafka. It just happens to be that that's the normal case in which you would continue drinking. But tohu adin in kabul suda ala yayin. So too, if you are kaveh a suda on yayin b'shari moisachoil, then the halach will be exactly the same. If you definitely decide this is what you want to do, then certainly we would say that the wine would all be included and one brocha would exempt everything. It's not dafka on Shabbos v'yomtiv. Next point, Tosfos says, "Ve'im hevi odom yain lifnei asuda." If you actually brought wine to the table before the meal, lishtois b'toich asuda, then pshita de yain de lifnei asuda poitrate. Then it's obvious that the wine before will exempt the wine during. Why? Because the wine that you're going to have during was actually present on the table right from the outset. Given the daite lemishte, because you clearly had das to drink it. In fact, it was not just in your mind, but it was actually right there in front of you on the table. V'chein, this is where we're up to. Yayin shel kiddush. Now this is very negeh for all of us. yain of kiddush, poita yain shebetoich hasu'udah. When we make kiddush of wine on Friday night, that will exempt the wine during the meal. Again, because the norm is to drink wine at that point. If it wouldn't be, or if you clearly were not intending to do so, then the halacha will be different. But the normal case is you are intending to drink further wine, and therefore the wine that you have over your kiddush will exempt the wine during the meal. V'chei in havdalah, so to havdalah, imhevi al shulchanoi lahavdil, you brought wine to the table to make havdalah over, so the wine is still sitting there. To poit a yayin shalachareichein shabatoich ha-su'udah. You're going to have a suda. Imagine you're having havdalah, followed immediately by melav malka. So you bring the wine to the table, and then you don't take it off. So therefore, the question needs to be asked, why did you not take the wine off the meal, off the table? It must be because you were intending to have wine during the meal. In which case, the yayin over the havdalah, the brochi made over the yayin of havdalah, will exempt the wine you're going to have during the meal of melav malka.
How important is it you take it off the table?
It's not. If you take it off the table, it essentially doesn't matter if you're having intention to drink further wine. Really, the intention is all important. Now, Tosfos says again, v'shabbosos v'yomtiv lav dafka. We've already explained that Shabbos and Yom Tov is lav dafka. V'loy osa l'miyuti. It was only coming to exempt what? Elo nimlach. When we mention specifically Shabbos and Yom Tov, we didn't mean that essentially there's something special about those days, but rather we're coming la'afuke nimlach. In the case of nimlach, where you changed your mind, you'll have to make a new bracha. Shabbos v'Yom Tov is not nimlach. Why is it not nimlach? Because you're going to have wine anyway, probably, in the normal case. Therefore, when you eventually decided that you're having that wine, that's not a new decision, that's not a nimlach. That's why the Gemara mentioned it. Now, says Tosfos, va'afilu im timtzaloima, even if you're going to want to tell me, the dafka nokat shabosa is v'yomtev. Even if you want to argue, let's say you want to be argumentative, and you want to tell me that, no, I'm sorry to tell you, the Gemara says Shabbos and Yom Tov. So don't tell me it's lav dafka, it jolly well is dafka. That's what you might put a good argument, and it's maybe a sound argument. After all, at the end of the day, the Gemara does say Shabbos and Yom Tov. What do you want to say? No, that's just an example, it's lav dafka. Even if you want to insist that Shabbos for Yom Tov is dafka, says Tosfos, Mikol Mokoim Yesh Loima, even if you're right, one can still suggest the following. Hey Mem, what's Hey Mem? Hani Mili, that's all true. Le'inyin Shabo Lifter Yayin Shela'achar Hamazoin. Remember, we're busy balancing two cases. Let's not forget, what was the case of the Gemara where the Gemara said Shabbos v'Yom Tov? What was that case, Rav Nachum? Yayin before the meal. After the meal. Exempt yayin after the meal. Yayin shelifnei amozoin, yayin shelachar amozoin. Now the Gemara says Shabbos v'Yom Tov. That was case number one. Case number two, which the Gemara had a sofek about, and that was yayin shelifnei hamozoin, will it exempt yayin toich hamozoin? Yayin she toich hamozoin, will that exempt yayin shelach hamozoin? But case number three, which is what Tosfos is talking about, is yayin shelifnei hamozoin, will that exempt yayin shebetoich hamozoin? And Tosfos insists that it certainly does exempt it. Why does that exempt it? Because, that we said, the yayin shelifnei hamozoin, what type of drinking is that?
Shtia.
That's proper shtia. Yayin shebetoich, that's just lishroi, that's a lesser form. So obviously the lesser form will be included in the higher form. When? In every case. Shabbos or Chol. Now, what are you going to tell me? But the Gemara only says Shabbos v'Yom Tov. So Tosi says, firstly, Shabbos v'Yom Tov is lav dafka. Secondly, even if you tell me that Shabbos v'Yom Tov is dafka, but that's only dafka in the case that the Gemara is discussing, not in the case where the Gemara never discussed at all, which is what Tosis discussed. So again, what is the case that the Gemara is discussing? Yayin before versus Yayin after. That you might, I'll give it to you, you can insist that where the Gemara said Shabbos v'Yom Tov, it's dafka. So look at Tosis again now. Va'afilu imtim tzaloima. De dafka nokat Shabbos is v'Yom Tov. Even if you tell me that what? That it was Badafka. The Gemara was very particular and only mentioned Shabbos v'Yom Tov. So how do you know other cases? Says Toises. Okay.
Also, it's Dafka Shabbos where it's normal that you would drink it.
No, so maybe that's when it exempts. If it's normal to drink, it's not Nimlach. But on all other days, maybe it's a new development. How do I know you're planning to do it? Says Toises. No, mikomokam yesh loyma. One can still say, honey milli, that's only, the Gemara is only talking about the case of Le'inyan Sheba Liftoir Yain Shela Achar Hamozoin. If you're dealing with exempting wine after the meal, Shehu Achar Shemoshku Yedehem Min Hapas. I.e. we're talking about after they withdrew their hands. We don't have this nowadays, but in times of the Gemara, after they withdrew their hands from the bread. Oh, she'ein regilus. It is not the norm, likvoya lishtois yayin. It's not the norm to now sit yourself down and be kovea to drink wine, la'achar hamozoin, bekvius elo. Not other days. In other words, okay, I'll give it to you. Maybe the Gemara is dafka, but which case is dafka? When you're dealing with yayin shela achar hamozoin, that's very rare. You don't normally plan to drink yayin right after the meal, except on which days?
Shabbos
v'Yom Tov. So maybe that day. That case, you're right, dafka only applies on Shabbos Yom Tov. On a Tuesday afternoon, lunchtime, you'd never maybe have wine after the meal. All right, I'll give it to you. Says Tosis, but that doesn't affect the case that we're talking about. Aval le'inyan liftoi riayin. Here comes the key word. Shebatoich amozoin. Remember, Tosis is dealing with a case that is not mentioned in the Gemara. Are we absolutely clear about this? There are three stages of drinking wine. Let's call them stage one, stage two, stage three. Lifnei, toich, and achar. What was the Mishnah talking about? Stage one, exempting stage three. Then the Gemara had a sofik, does stage two exempt stage three? But nobody ever discussed in the Gemara whether stage one can exempt stage two. And Tosis maintains that stage one, lifnei, definitely exempts stage two, betoich. So what are you going to tell me? Yeah, but the Gemara only says Shabbos v'Yom Tov. Well, firstly, it's lav dafka. And even if it is dafka, that's only stage one exempting stage three. Because it's very abnormal to have yayin at stage three. Why is it abnormal?
You clear the table, you're
because
done.
You finished the meal, you're done. It's on a regular weekday when you're in a rush. Who has wine after the meal? You quickly bench and you rush off to Koil or rush off to work. Nobody has time for wine. Mashenkin on Shabbos v'Yom Tov. Oh, you have time. Therefore you have wine after the meal. But stage one, exempting stage two, says Tosfos, even if Shabbos v'Yom Tov is dafka, but not in that case. Avol, says Tosfos, le'inyon.
Iftar,
Lifter yayin shebetoich hamozein. But with regard to exempting wine during the meal, i.e. stage 1, exempting stage 2, sheregilus lishtos. That is rogil. It might not be rogil to have wine when? At stage? When's it not rogil to have wine? Yeah, but which stage? 1, 2, or 3? Stage 3. Stage 3 is not rogil, unless Shabbos v'Yom Tov. But to have wine at stage 2 during the meal, that's regilus. Everybody needs to have, you need to digest your wine and digest your food. So over there, sheregilus lishtois, then it is the norm to drink. So vadai, certainly, afilu b'shar yomim, even on other days, besides for Shabbos on Yom Tov, potarle, it will be exempted, for the yayin shelefnei hamozeh. No question about it, says Tosis. And now he explains. Afal pi deze lishtois veze lishrois, even though it's not the same type of drinking, so why am I so certain about it? After all, didn't the Gemara have a suffix about this? Whether stage 2 can exempt stage 3? And the Gemara explained, why is that a suffix? Because ze lish tois, veze lish rois. And not only did the Gemara have a suffix about it, but how did Tosis actually paskin? Right in the beginning of Tosis? Tamid of Sharav, i.e.
low pattern,
that it doesn't pattern. So if there's a suffix in the Gemara, and more so, we in fact paskin that it does not patter, so why is Tosis telling me that I'm so certain that stage 1 will exempt stage 2? That's also not the same type of drinking. One is lishtois, one is lishrois. Says Tosis, it's true. Afal pi deze lishtois veze lishrois. But what is the order? The ad kan loy iboy alon. Where did we have a suffix in the Gemara? Iboy is a question. Where did we have a question in the Gemara? Elo I lish rois, underline, deloy choshev. Lish rois is not choshev. Why is lish rois not choshev?
It's not real drinking.
He's just doing it for digestion purpose, not really interested in drinking. So there we have a question whether it will be mapik lish rois. What does mapik mean? To be moitzi. The literal word mapik is to take out, which is exactly what moitzi means as well. Why, whenever we talk about exempting your chiyuv, do we call it moitzi? Are you yotze the mitzvah? What does it mean, yotze? You exited? What does that mean? You removed your chiyuv. So if I'm moitzi you with kiddush, I've removed your chiyuv. So mapik is just the Aramaic for that. So that's when the Gemara has a suffix, will the less choshev exempt the more choshev? Avol lishtois to choshev tfei. But certainly if you're actually drinking and that's more choshev, so then what will be the halacha? Dahainu yayin shelefnei hamozoin, i.e. wine before the meal. Then pshita de poita. Then it's simple, it's obvious, it will definitely exempt the yayin de lishrois. It will definitely exempt the lishrois mine. Therefore the fact that we're dealing with two different types of drinkings is only an issue if what?
The order.
If the order, if you're trying to upgrade. So you started with the lesser, and now you're up to the more chashiv one, who says the lesser chiyav, the lesser chashivus will exempt the more chashivus. But the opposite direction, of course it will. Why wouldn't it? If I drink before the meal, which is lishtois, then obviously that would exempt lishrois. So far, Tosis is going to bring Prusra in a second. But if we were to sum up, there are three halachas mentioned in the Gemara. As we mentioned, three stages, stage 1, 2, and 3. The Mishnah says stage 1 will exempt stage 3. Essentially only on Shabbos and Yom Tov, Tosis is suggesting that's Lav Dafka. That's halacha number 1. Halacha number 2 that the Gemara discusses is whether stage 2 will exempt stage 3 is a machlokes in the Gemara, and Tosis says it seems to be the halacha is lechumra and it will not exempt it. But the other case where the stage one can exempt stage two, says Tosas, that definitely will exempt. That's not the subject of the Sofer the Gemara. It definitely will exempt on any day, not only on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Why? Because it's a perfectly normal thing to have yayin during the meal. Everybody knew that's what you were expecting to do, and therefore the more choshev drinking before the meal will certainly exempt the less choshev drinking during the meal. So far, so good. Says Tosfos, V'chein mashma nami ba'arvei psachim. So until this point, Tosfos hasn't really brought a proof. Do we all agree? Tosfos never brought a proof. Tosfos just suggested that logic dictates that way. Why would the wine before the meal not exempt the wine during? You definitely had das, and it's on an upgrade, it's a downgrade. Now Tosfos is actually going to bring a proof, he's going to back it up. Says Tosfos, V'chein mashma nami ba'arvei psachim. So is the mashmos in the last parak of psachim. Gabei, with regard to shekidshoi be'beis ha'knesses. Now, we are almost unfamiliar with this. Shulchan Aruch already says it's not the minig in Eretz Yisrael. But in many places in Chutz La'aretz, and the Gemara discusses it, they used to make Kiddush in a shul on Friday night. Why did they do that? Essentially for either poor people, but there are other reasons as well. So now, if you make Kiddush in some shuls until this very day, they have this minig, not in Eretz Yisrael at least, you won't see it in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara there says, one second, every Kiddush that you make on Friday night, there's two brachas. There's the Yayin, and then there's the Kedushas Hayoyim. So you begin, after you've done Vayichul, you say Bari Priya Gofen, that's the Yayin. And then Kedushas Hayoyim, Baruch Atah Hashem, Kadesh HaShabbos. So here you have somebody who made Kiddush Friday night in Shul. Says the Gemara, Ga Beishakid Shul Beisakneses, says, the Rabbi Yochanan Oma. Rabbi Yochanan says, Af yedei n'yayin nami yotzoi. When they go elsewhere now to have their meal, so obviously they don't have to make Kiddush, why? They've already heard Kiddush. But what about the yayin bracha? Do they have to make another Bari Priya Gofen if they decide to have wine? So Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Ve'ein tzorich lachzer olavorich. You do not need to go and make another bracha ala yayin shebetoich hasu'uda that you're going to have during the meal. Furush Gemara. So what bracha have you made so far? Yayin shelifnei amozin. And Rabbi Yechon says explicitly, when you go back home, you do not need to make another bracha on the yayin shebetoich amozin.
You say that Kiddush exempts it?
No, what? That's what Tosfos is proving the point. This is the proof. Af al gav de kidshoy shaloi b'mokoyim su'uda, which is a whole discussion in itself. Even though you made kiddush not in the place that you're eating, sviri Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan nonetheless maintains midu yotzoy yedei kiddush, comma, because you're yotza your chiyuv of kiddush midei yayin from yayin. Nami Yotsu also Yotsu. Now it happens to be that we don't paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. So it's all very well you bring me a proof from Rabbi Yochanan. That's hardly fair because the halach is not like Rabbi Yochanan at all. Says Tosfos, yeah, it's true. But we only argue with Rabbi Yochanan on a side technicality. Va'afal gav de'itosiv Rabbi Yochanan. What does that mean, de'itosiv? Like from the word tiyufta. Yeah, even though Rabbi Yochanan is eventually refuted, that's only hainu dafka b'shinui makoyim. That's only because there we're dealing with a technical case. You've changed your place. So there we have hilchas brachas discussions about when you change your place. But we don't disagree with Rabbi Yochanan fundamentally. We never said that the wine before the meal can't exempt the wine during the meal. Essentially, it can. Oh, really, it can? So why disagreeing with Rabbi Yochanan? No, that's just for technicality, because we don't like this case because you've changed location. That's a different point completely. But essentially, fundamentally, we're on board. We very much accept Rabbi Yochanan's argument that the yayin shebefnei hamazon will exempt the yayin shebesei hamazon. Says Tosafot, well, there it is, black and white. Mefurash and Gemara, like I've been suggesting all along. Again, it's true we argue on Rabbi Yochanan, but not on this point, only on a side point. In which case, im kein, says Tosafot, nireh misham, so it would appear from there, dehu adin lahavdala. So the same would apply to Havdalah as well. Dein lechalek bein Havdalah lekiddush. It's true the Gemara there was talking about kiddush. But as far as I'm concerned, says Tosfos, the same would equally apply, in which case, in Havdalah as well. Now why is Tosfos making a whole fuss about this? So Tosfos, I'll tell you why. Ule afuki. As opposed to mehani dechelkin, as opposed to those who disagree. If you want to know why I'm making a whole fuss about this, is because it's not so simple. There are those who disagree, and they say that what? Va'omri, and they say, dafka kiddush poiter. There are some who differentiate between Kiddush and Havdalah, and they say, yes, in the case of Kiddush, I can't take that away from you. You have a Mefurash, a Gemara, that what? That Yayin before the Mazayin exempts Yayin Teicha Mazayin. I can't take that away from you, a Mefurash, a Gemara. But that's unique to Kiddush, they say. Why? The in Kiddush, Elo, B'mokoyim Suda. We know on Friday night the Kiddush has to be together with the Suda. It's connected to the Suda. Havdalah, there's no such halacha. When you make Havdalah, you don't have to have a Suda afterwards. But Kiddush, you have to have a Suda straight afterwards. By the way, we're not getting involved in where you have to have the Suda, the exact geographical location. What we need to know is that the bottom line is that Kiddush, both on Friday night and on Shabbos morning, ain Kiddush Elo b'mokoyim Suda. Which means that what? That the Kiddush and the Suda is absolutely connected. And therefore what? There I can understand the Yayin Shelefnei HaMozayin, i.e. the Yayin that you made for Kiddush, will exempt the wine during the meal. Why? Because the two are connected. It's not a new stage. It's one long continuation. The Kiddush is the introduction to the Suda. So maybe that's where Rabbi Yochanan said that if you made Agafen over the wine, over Kiddush, that will exempt the wine that you have during the meal. But some want to say, Aval Yayin shall have dollar. They want to insist that if you make Yayin, make a Bor Pri Agafen over Yayin of Havdalah, Loi Potar, it will not exempt. This is the opinion of the Cholkin. Tosfos doesn't give them a name, he just says there are those out there who hold that there's a differentiation to be made between Kiddush and Havdalah. And they say that the Yayin you make, the Bor Pri Agafen you make over the Yayin of Havdalah does not exempt you from the wine during the meal. Not only that, they say, Afilu Hivdil La'achanatila. Even if you washed your hands and you then made Havdalah. Now, what would that would suggest if you've already made, washed your hands? That would suggest that Havdalah really is connected to the meal. I mean, you've washed your hands. Dahochi Meiri says Tosfos, that's what we're talking about. Ha de paskinon de yain shelefnei hamozer poiten a yain shebetoich hamozer. What are we talking about? The kvanot al yadov. When we speak about wine before the meal and wine after the meal, the wine before the meal is before Natilus Yodaim or after Natilus Yodaim?
Sure.
So Tosis says, no, kvar not liyodov. You've already washed your hands. Some have this minig until today, if you're a yekka. Shulchan Aruch brings this minig. They do Natilus Yodaim and then make kiddush.
You're not Abdallah.
The exact equivalent will be true. In other words, we're definitely talking about, says Tosis, in our whole discussion of Yain Shelefnei HaMozoim, Yain Shelefnei HaMozoim means Achar Netila. And I know that's the case, says Tosis, V'ochi Mashma B'Samuch. This is the implication later on in the Gemara where it says, Mitoicha Braisa, Ketzad Seder HaSeva. If you look there, it says, Mufurish in the Gemara. Have a look at the Gemara, Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. First word on the line, Ketzad. About the 10th line from the top. A little bit more. Ketzad Seder HaSeva. This is now the way they used to eat the meals. Oyrchin Nichnos. And the guests came in. V'yeshna gaba safsolein, gaba katadroyes, ad shikonsu kulom. Hey, viu la'em mayim. What was the first thing they did?
Washed one hand.
Did you see that? Kolecha v'echa noitel yodei achas. Then, bolohem yayim. Kolecha... So you see that what? That they've already washed their hands. This might not be absolutely full out Natilas Yodayim, because you see at the moment they've only washed one hand. We'll see that in the Gemara. But there's been not al Yodov. There has been a type of Natilas Yodayim. That is our subject. And therefore, what do the Cholkin say? The Cholkin say that there is a distinction to be made between Kiddush and Avdallah. So yes, you have a mafurish gemara in Psachim, I can't argue with that. A mafurish gemara that what? That the yayin before the mazayin, i.e. the kiddush that they made in shul, essentially exempts the wine during the meal. And even though we argue with it, that's only on a technicality because we're not happy with the change of location. But it's not that we're not happy fundamentally with the principle. Says Tosfos, as far as I'm concerned, if that's true, then exactly the same would be the case as well, in which case, not only Kiddush, but also Havdalah. Why is Tosfos stressing and emphasizing this point? The answer is because it's Chalkin. Because there are those who say it's not true. It's only Kiddush where the wine and the meal are absolutely connected. Why are they connected? Because you have to have Kiddush Mokem Suda, so the Kiddush and the Suda, the Kiddush is really the introduction to the Suda. So then I see that the Kiddush during the meal is really a follow-up of the wine that I had before the meal, because one was the introduction to the other. However, Havdalah, they say, is no connection. There's no halacha that Havdalah has to be followed by a Suda. You can make Havdalah straight after Shabbos, and Amulam Mamalka 2 hours later, no problem. So therefore, there are those who maintain that this would not apply to Avdallah. Tosfos says, I disagree. Says Tosfos, on the first wide line, Miu Nira, but to me it would appear not this way. Miu Nira, Kiven de Notal Yodov. Once he's washed his hands, V'daitoi Lechoil, and he's planning on eating V'lishtoi Shom, Poiter Afilu de Avdallah. At least if you washed your hands, then it would exempt in the case of Avdallah.
I thought that there was a dissenting opinion because the fact you washed your hands represented a hefsek. And there's no connection between.
To the contrary.
Therefore, it's a break.
No, to the contrary.
Uh-huh.
The washing hands is before the Avdallah. There's no break between the Avdallah and the meal. So to the contrary.
Washing hands before Avdallah?
Right. Just like before Kiddush. It's not the main Natilus Yodayim. Now we'll see it in one hand, etc., etc.
Okay.
So to the contrary, it's very much connected to the meal, and yet they want to say, the Cholkin, still, because you're not obligated to have a meal, it's two separate drinking. Says Tosfos, it's not true. Once you've washed your hands, you're on the verge of having a meal. And therefore, it would exempt Afilu da Avdallah k'deparish, as I've explained, Me'ahi da Arvi Psochim. V'oid de loigora yayin da Avdallah mi yayin shelefnei hasuda. He says, why should wine of Havdalah be any different to wine shelefnei hamozin? Remember, why do you ever drink wine in a normal case shelefnei hamozin? In a normal case, forget Kiddush and Havdalah. Why would you ever drink wine? I know why you drink wine during the meal. I know why you drink mile afterwards. Why do you drink mile wine before the meal? Right. You enjoy the wine, it helps you eat. So what are you going to say? Maybe Kiddush and Avdallah is different then. You don't make wine, you don't make a bracha of a wine of a Kiddush or Avdallah to help you eat. The reason why I'm making a gofen is because it's a mitzvah of Kiddush and Avdallah. So taste, so what? At the end of the day, I don't really see any distinction to be made between the bracha of a wine of a Havdalah and every yayin shelefnei hamozin.
Wouldn't it be because of that birchas mitzvah? That would be more chashuv than normal?
Yeah, but Tosafot says, I see no distinction. You're right, you're saying there's an extra mayor. Says Tosafot in conclusion, umiyu, yesh shemachmirin, there are those who are machmir. Lahavdil koidem netilas yodayim. There are those who want to avoid this issue, and what do they do therefore? They deliberately make Havdalah before netilas yodayim, la'afuki, again, to take them out. La'afuki nafshayu, to take themselves out, miplukta, from this machlokes. How do you take yourself out of the machlokes? Because if you make Havdalah before netilas yodayim, da'oz vaday tzorech levorech acharov, because then you definitely have to make a brocha afterwards, brocha me'ein sholosh. You have to make a brocha achreino. V'loy potar yayin shebetoich hamozin, and it will not exempt the wine during the mozin. In other words, regular kiddush, let's stop a moment. We do this every Friday now, we might not know what we're doing. When we have a cup of wine before the meal on Friday night, why do we not have to make a brocha achreino after drinking the wine? The answer is because you're about to eat. Not only are you about to eat, you have to eat. Why do you have to eat? As Kiddush Mekam Suda. Because Kiddush has to be followed up by the Suda. So we don't make a Brocha Achareinu. Now, Havdalah, essentially, even if you're planning on eating a meal, maintains Tosafos, but you don't have to have a meal. There's no halacha of Havdalah b'mokim suda. There's halacha called Kiddush mokim suda, but not Havdalah mokim suda. Therefore, says Tosafos, if you've washed your hands for the meal, and then you make Havdalah, so says Tosafos, I personally would maintain, that would exempt the wine during the meal. But some argue. Therefore, says Tosafos, even though I remain unmoved, and I say that wine would exempt the wine during the meal, but you should know, yesh machmirim. So how do they get out of this machlokes? How do they avoid the machlokes? When do they make Havdalah?
Before
Netilas Yodayim. Now it's in no way connected to the meal. And what do you have to do now? Once you make a bracha achreino, obviously the wine during the meal, you have to make a brand new bracha. Now I'll tell you, by the way, when this is negeh.
Isn't there an issue sometimes with doing that, where you have a suffix and then you create a position to say two brachos?
With regard to a bracha she'en etzricha, right. But over here, it's not a bracha she'en etzricha, because you make it during, before Netilas Yodayim, then everybody agrees you have to make a bracha achreino. And you know when this is neger and Moshe Zelig, it's neger for you sometimes. It's one of the complicated issues if you go to Chutz La'aretz for Pesach. If you go to Chutz La'aretz for Pesach. Why? Because on the second Seder night, now you are a Ben Eretz Yisrael, so you only have one day Yom Tov. The second night Yom Tov is not Yom Tov for you, Bichlal. Fine, but the family want you to play along with them. So we get into all types of interesting shailas with regard to the brachas. We make Kiddush on our Seder night, first night Seder. We don't say Bracha Achreina. It's a big kasha. Why not? The next cup of wine you're drinking is after Magid. Might be another couple of hours' time. The answer is Seder Hashanah, but it's all one continuation, because what are you doing now? The mitzvah of Arba Kosos. Mm-hmm. And therefore, when do we make a Bracha Achreina? Only after the fourth Kos, after Halot. That's all fine and well if you're really being Mekayim the mitzvah of Arba Kosos. But if you're a Ben Eretz Yisrael and you're just playing along on the second night Pesach, then after you've drunk your first Kos, you have to make a Bracha Achreina.
And the second, and the third, if you join them.
Those are close.
Each and every one.
So the second is a bit of a balagan.
Because it goes into Suda.
Because the second is just before the Suda. Uh-huh. So then you're getting involved in the Shail of Ya'in Shelefnei HaMozein, Shemitoicha HaMozein, which Tosi says you're not Mukhiv to make a... But Al Kaponim, the first Kais, L'chayri, you have to make a Bracha Achreina.
Or you just have a sip every once in a while.
Could do, but you want to play along, you want to, you know. You want to do what everybody else is doing, but in this point, you'll have to do something different. You'll have to make a Bracha Achreina. I'll never forget, we were in Chutz La'aretz, and it was the second night Yom Tov, so they were just about to start the Seder night, so we had to make Havdalah. But we didn't want to make Havdalah, right, in public, so we went to a side room. And in walks my wife's dear grandmother, Lady J. Remember her? Mm-hmm. Lady Jacobowitz. She said, what's going on over here? She said, well, we're just making Havdalah in a different room, and because of their thing. And she said, well, she said, us Jews, funny religion. Funny religion we have. Make Havdalah in the back room, because, but that's halacha. Can't make Havdalah in public, it's a zilzal for their Yom Tov. They're celebrating Yom Tov, and you're going to announce, I'm Havdalah ben Kodesh. L'chayil, it's not chayil. Yeah, but for you it is, but for them it's not. But I'll come on, and that's one of the issues you'd have to make bracha achrein. So it seems to be in the final analysis that this yayin shelefnei hamozein, whether it exempts yayin during the mozein, so with regard to kiddush of mafurish gemara, but with regard to avdalah, it's a big machlekes. At least if you've washed your hands. If you haven't washed your hands, it definitely has no connection to the meal whatsoever. What would be the halacha? Therefore, the bracha achrein. I'll tell you when you could have this issue as well with Avdalah. There is one time a year, maybe in theory twice a year, where we do, or we may well be makpit have a suda immediately after Avdalah. Can we think what that case would be? Most houses make Avdalah and then you say your bracha achreina, finish Amalamalk a few hours later. But there is one time a year, maybe twice, this year it was twice, where you may well want to be makbid to have a suda straight after Avdalah. One word answer. Sukkos. Because it's a whole balagan when you make a brocha and agaf and you make a brocha of leishev basuka. So if it's all shaila with regard to leishev basuka, so Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and others maintain you should have a suda straight after the cup of wine. In other words, boire pre-agafen, drink the wine, then immediately say, boire mine mezoinois. Then you could definitely say leishev, because leishev is referring to everything. So now you'd have a good question. One is if you have a piece of cake and then another cup of wine. So here you have the yayin of Avdalah, which is shelefnei hamozein, exempting your yayin shelefnei hamozein. Now we're back to the shaila again. So it's more common than we might otherwise think. I'll call upon Vayifen. So we'll see in Shulchan Aruch in this session. So I'll call upon Vayifen. Three cases. Lifnei HaMozein exempts La'acha HaMozein, definitely on Shabbos and Yom Tov, maybe other days as well. Yayin Shebetoich HaMozein, does it exempt Yayin Shela'acha HaMozein? It's a suffix in the Gemara and Tosfos Paskens that no, it does not. Yayin Shelefnei HaMozein, that's stage one, can it exempt Yayin Shebetoich HaMozein? Tosfos says, as far as I'm concerned, it's poshut that it does. I've got a proof from Kiddush even though some want to disagree and they say, no, it's only by Kiddush, not by Havdalah, I don't really accept that distinction, says Tosfos, although I must admit that there are machmirim. And some do maintain that Havdalah is different, and therefore in order to avoid getting involved in a machlokes, therefore they simply do not wash their hands. They make Havdalah first. You immediately make a bracha achroina, which would therefore mean that the next cup of wine is definitely a nimlach, is definitely a brand new drinking, is in no way connected to the first drinking, and therefore you have to make a bracha according to all opinions, and you have thus avoided the machlokes.
Is Tosfos saying it's usher that Tov doesn't exempt Acher because he always holds Tov as Lishros instead of
the Gemara says that, yeah. The Gemara
but
says
what
that.
If you're having Yayin, not for Lishros?
Oh, Lishros, then you'd be right. Then Lishros would be right. Then it's like Yayin Shalifnei Mozin, Impatrin Yayin Shalach Mozin, it's Lishtos Velishtos.
So
yeah.
Tov can have two definitions.
Lishros, we've never seen it. So if somebody says, listen, I'm drinking wine during the meal, actually, not Lishros.
Yeah.
Really, so why are you drinking wine? Enjoy the taste. Take a cup of water or a nice sip of wine. Then l'chayra, that would be Lishros. So then l'chayra, it would exempt the wine after the meal, according to all opinions. You're not getting involved in the Lishros, Lishros
right.
discussion. L'chayra, you'd be right. L'chayra, you'd be right. Okay, let's make a start to the next Gemara. Unless anybody's in a rush. No, let's start the next Gemara. Mitzvah Hashem on Sunday, again, bring your Mishnah Berurahs, Chilek Beis, and we'll see Mitzvah Hashem how this pans out la'alacha, but I'd recommend having a look at it yourselves. Again, look in the Ein Mishpat at the side, over here, and be able to find all the relevant Maramakomis. Okay, the Mishnah said, we're on the fifth last narrow line. Birch ala pas, potares aparperes. Ala parperes, loy potares apas. Beishamay oimrim, af loy maisa kedeira. Not only does parperes not exempt bread, but it doesn't exempt either maisa kedeira, some sort of cooked stew. Says the Gemara, Iboy Elohu. Third, last,
okay.
About the two dots. Third, last, narrow line. Iboy Elohu. We have a Shaila now. It's unclear exactly what Beis Shammai was disagreeing with. He was definitely disagreeing. Question with what? Aresha Polig, Oidilma Aseifa Pligi. Aresha Pligi, Oidilma Aseifa Pligi. Was he disagreeing with Aresha or with Aseifa? What does that mean? Omar Tanakama told us in the Reisha Birech al Hapas Potares Aparperes. If you made a bracha over bread, that would exempt the parperes. And what did he mean by that? The Kol Shekein Maisa Kederam. The Tanakama held, you make a bracha over the pas, it would exempt the parperes, and kol shekein, it would exempt the maisek there. Why is that a kol shekein? So have a look at Rashi immediately. Potares a parperes, afal pi, even though this parperes ain tsoirech suuda. It's not a necessary part of the meal, i.e. le milui hakeres, to fill your stomach, elo le migmar achila, just finishes off the eating. It's a nice finishing touch. But nobody has parperes in order to fill them up. So what would you say, therefore? It's a big chiddush to say that the brocha over bread exempts the parperes, even though parperes is not really the main body of the meal. But the kol shekein, says Rashi Maisa Kedera, shehu le'echoil lozun, mamish. When you eat the Maisa Kedera, that is the main body of the meal. And therefore, obviously, when you make a bracha on the pas, that will not only exempt the hors d'oeuvres, let's call it, but it will obviously exempt the main course, which is the ma'aser kedeira. That's what the Tana Kama holds. Now, what is Beis Shammai disagreeing with? Va'osi Beis Shammai lemeimar. Is Beis Shammai coming along to say that? No, I disagree completely. Loi mi boya parperes deloi potra lohu pas. I maintain not only is the parperes not exempted, elo afilu maisa kedera nami loi potra. Even the main body of the meal is also not exempted. In other words, he's disagreeing with the Reisha. So the Reisha talks about bread exempting what's eaten during the meal, i.e. the parperes, and obviously Maisa Kedera, and maybe Beis Shammai says, no, sorry, it doesn't exempt parperes, and it certainly doesn't exempt Maisa Kedera.
Same, it doesn't exempt anything.
Oy, Dilmano, maybe I say for Polig. Maybe he's disagreeing with the Sefer, i.e. what does it say in the Sefer? Tektoni, it says as follows, quote unquote, Birech ala parperes loy bar tzataras apas. If you made a bracha on the hors d'oeuvres, that would not exempt the bread from which you can be medayik. Pas hu deloy potar. I understand that the hors d'oeuvres will not exempt the pas. Pas is too chashev. Aval maisa kedera, maybe potar? Maybe that would exempt it. If I made a bracha on the hors d'oeuvres, that would exempt the maisa kedera. V'osu Beis Shammai le'meimar, to which Beis Shammai came along and said, he said, no, afilu maisa kedera nami loy potar. Not only does parperes not exempt the bread, I disagree with the diuk to say bread it doesn't exempt, but maisa kedera it does. No, maisa kedera it also doesn't. Says the Gemara Teku, we left it unresolved. In other words, we're not sure which point Beis Shammai was disagreeing. Was he disagreeing with regard to what bread can exempt, or the Sefer with regard to what parperes can exempt? If you learn that Beis Shammai is going on the Reisha, then he holds that pas cannot exempt anything. Not only can pas not exempt parperes, it can't even exempt Maisa Kedera. If you hold that it's going on the Sefer, then to the contrary, he wasn't discussing that case. He was discussing not whether bread can exempt, but rather whether parperes can exempt. And he was telling you that parperes cannot exempt bread, and everybody agrees with, but the Tanna Kamma says it can exempt Maisa Kedera, Beis Shammai says no, it cannot. Do we have a Sofik?
If he disagrees with Reisha, he's saying you make a buri.
On everything.
You make a motzi, motzi, and then for everything you bring out, you make another bracha.
Right.
Okay.
Now, I didn't have a chance to look in the Rishonim, but normally I'd expect the Rishonim to jump up and down over here and get all excited. Why? We don't paskin like Beis Shammai. We don't paskin like Beis Shammai. So normally it's unusual for the Gemara to have a whole discussion. Did Beis Shammai mean this? Did he mean something else? It's all a bit irrelevant. We don't paskin like that anyway.
Interesting.
But anyway, we have to have a look. Okay. We're going to hold it over here. As I mentioned, Sunday morning, Be'ez Hashem Yisborach, we'll begin by seeing the Shulchan Aruch on the Mishabura with regard to the Yayin, Ifnei Amozein, La'acha Amozein. Have a look over here for the relevant Ma'amakamis, and then we'll continue the Sugya, Be'ez Hashem, going into Memgam.